Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Live.
Welcome to the ElfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on this evening that we have three special guests, and I'm so excited and delighted that you have decided to join us to listen to these anointed women of God. But first, let us read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Psalms 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, yes, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the speakers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you will bless each guest who come on this ministry, their families and their ministries, and every project that they set out to do. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for everything that you're doing and the things that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I am so excited today because I want to introduce to you these sisters, or anointed women of God. They consist of Miss Angela, Miss Latanya, Miss April. They're all saved, sanctified, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the type of people I'm looking for. They attend Moores Memorial Kojic Church in Memphis, Tennessee, and Faith Temple Kojic in Mississippi as well. And they're both pastored by their father. They got their start in 2006, and they're going to elaborate on that more. They have shared the stage with gospel artists such as George Dean and the Gospel Four, the Brown Sisters, Bishop Rance Allen, and many, many more. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Angela, Miss Latanya, and Miss April. Ladies, are you on the line?
Yes, we're here. Hi.
Hello, hello. And thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about your ministry. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, great. Miss Angela, can you tell us a little bit about how the Beard Sisters group formed or how you started?
Yes, I can. We actually started just by being sisters and singing at our father's church during a period when we didn't have an active choir. So since we can sing, because our parents both can sing, our mother and our father can sing, we started singing just at our local church. And one year during a revival, missionary Dixie Stoke heard us singing, and the following year we were singing at one of our conventions within the Kojic Church, and the group blossomed from there.
Wow, that's exciting. Okay, great. Miss Latanya, please tell us a little bit about the experience of sharing the stage with Bishop Rance Allen, the Brown Sisters, and more.
Well, with Bishop Rance Allen, he was here. We're from Memphis, Tennessee, and he was in Memphis, Tennessee, and we had to minister in song before he delivered the gospel message. So
how this happened. We had a great opportunity to sing before he preached, and it was an awesome time. It was a couple of years ago, and we still think of that experience. With the Brown Sisters, we all were in Mitchell, Tennessee, opening up for the Universal Soul Circuit, and it was gospel night. And the Brown Sisters were so sweet and kind. They were asking us were we biological sisters, and we found out that they were biological sisters as well. And we've also had many great opportunities to share the stage with some awesome artists. But just on last year, Marvin Wyness, Bishop Marvin Wyness, was in Memphis, Tennessee, and he had to preach. And we got another opportunity to sing before him. So God has really opened the doors where we have got to share the stage with a lot of awesome, awesome artists.
Great, great, great. All right. Now, April, in 2009, the Beard Sisters had their first live concert. Can you tell us about that experience and the songs you all ministered to the people?
Yes. Our first concert actually took place on October 24th, 2009. It was an awesome experience, able to come together as sisters and really seek God on what to sing and what to do just to bless the people of God. And some of the songs of the songs, of the songs that we sung were actually original songs, actually written by me. One was named Takeaway, another was Miracle Worker. We also sung More of Thee by Paul Morton, and we also did I Got Company by the Neville Sisters. And each song that we sung, it was to just show versatility, but also carry a message of hope and truth through Jesus Christ, because that's what's important. And so we just sought God, and God was really with us, and it was a blessing to the people of God, and therefore it was a blessing to us.
All right. Great, great. Now, Ms. Angela, can you please highlight some of the accomplishments the Beard Sisters gained through ministering unto people?
Some of the accomplishments, first, it has been several, so God has really truly been blessing us. This year was marked almost 10 years with us singing as a group. So it is, through that for 10 years, God has truly shown himself amazing. But the latter few years have really totally been awesome. God has really been good to us. In 2014, we participated in the All-State Gospel Superfest that was in Memphis in August. That was a great time.
Okay, there's some interception. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. And also on last year, we were nominated for the Juneteenth and the Showtime Awards here in Memphis, Tennessee, as the best gospel female group. So we were nominated on last year for both of those.
That's good.
Also, yeah, it's been good. Also, on last year, we were able to participate in the Memphis Celebration of Africa in April. We have it every year yearly. And we were one of the artists that performed last year through the Memphis Africa in April Celebration. So that was a great accomplishment. We also have been featured in all Magnify Him magazine, that's the Gospel Artist Spotlight. And on last year in November, one of our greatest accomplishments also was we were able to perform for the Church of God in Christ Holy Convocation doing their independent artist.
Class. You don't have to listen to it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Great. Ms. LaTanya, on July 1st, 2014, the group's first single, Heaven, was released and produced by Mr. Jonathan Davenport. Can you tell us a little bit about that song and the message within that song?
Yes. God gave my sister, April Beard, the song, and she wrote that song years ago before we were able to record it. But the message is simply working towards living our lives that we all will get to heaven one day. So in order for us to get to heaven, we have to live according to what the Bible tells us to do on this earth. So a lot of stuff is going on in the world, but we have to make sure that we are living for God in the way that we walk, in the way that we live, the way that we talk. So we stay. If you live for God on earth, you will make it to heaven. So that's the basis of the song. Really just can't wait to really get to heaven.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going to actually play this song by the Beer Sisters entitled Heaven, and I'm going to put this on mute because I want to make sure that individuals can hear it just for a second. Okay. So we're going to play this song real quick. And this is the Beer Sisters, and it's entitled Heaven.
Thank you.
Amen. That was heaven by the Beard Sisters. Excellent job. Excellent job. That's always a nice place to look forward to, heaven. All right, let's move along here. Yes, ma'am. Now, can you please tell us about the group's new single, Miss April, Trust God? What was the motivation behind it?
Yes, well, Trust God was presented to us by Done by John Studios recording team, which was produced by Jonathan Davenport. And the song, it has so much inspiration because the words are simply expressing that we go through many trials, we go through many dark times, we go through times where we may not understand the plan that God has for us because so many circumstances are occurring in our lives. However, when we just trust God and lean and depend on him, he will get us through it. And so the song is simply letting you know no matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy is making it seem like, when you simply trust God, let him take the reins, let him lead and guide, everything is going to work out fine. And so it ministers to us. And we're just hoping that it ministers to the people of God that hear it as well.
Amen. Okay, great. Now, Miss Angela, can you please tell us about the sisters' performance during the Stellar Award weekend in Las Vegas?
Yes. That was a major blessing from God. We actually performed at the Let's Talk Gospel Listeners Lounge Blue Carpet event. And we performed two songs during that event. We had the chance to network with all kind of gospel indie artists around the U.S. We had the opportunity to meet and communicate with so many people. So it was a truly blessing. And we did a medley that we have done throughout the years. We did a sample of that, and we also did some of a song called Good News, Prestia Works, and it was performed by Vanessa Bell Armstrong. It is one of our songs that has become a signature for us. And it's just, you know, it's the message that Prestia Works, regardless of what's going on in your life, regardless of what is happening, regardless of what the situation is, never give up on prayer. So performing that song, doing that event, it was truly an example and a blessing to show us that your dreams, your aspirations, your purpose with God, it still works. Keep praying. God is going to put you on the direction that you want to be in. So it was an awesome opportunity.
That is excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay. Now, is there anything else that anyone would like to share at this time about your ministry, your music, any upcoming events, anything?
Yes, we just want to let everyone know that this year we will be starting what we call a Jesus campaign, and that is just promoting Jesus wherever we go. We also working on having a conference where we're going to have speakers and singers that will come in, and the conference will be titled Jesus Campaign because there's so much going on. We know that this is an election year, and the world may be kind of tossed from side to side, don't really know what's going on. But we want to make sure that everyone knows that your primary focus should be Jesus. So that's what we want everyone to know, that the Beard Sisters, we are about Jesus. In everything that we do, every decision that we make, we want to connect with God first. So we're promoting a Jesus campaign. Also, we just, I think I'm going to let one of my sisters tell them about our social media information we want to share.
Okay.
Also, before the social media information, we also want people to be out on the outlook that on this year we will be doing a 10th year celebration concert. So we will be promoting that through social media. So we're really excited and looking forward to that. And we're also looking forward to going back into the studio to present more music about God and what we love to do in this thing, and praise God.
Amen.
Excellent.
Yes, and so anyone that can follow us at YouTube, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, you can just put in the Beard Sisters, and we're going to come up. You can also go to www.thebeardsisters.com, and also you can email us at beardsisters@hotmail.com.
www.heavenasfreedomlove.com. Also, you can purchase our singles. We do have Heaven as well as Trust God available on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, and other digital outlets. So that's where you can actually locate us or purchase our music, and we just we're thankful for everything that God has been doing and all that He is going to do.
Amen, amen. And I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out and interviewing with me, because I know you have very hectic schedules. I ask that God continue to bless your ministry and everything that you do, and I want to appreciate you so much for coming out. And please let your friends know, who are also gospel artists, that they are welcome on this show as well.
We thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Sure. All right. And y'all take care and have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Beard Sisters from Mississippi. And as you all know, they have different singles out. So be sure to support these ladies. We always support our gospel artists. They have a very great ministry, as you can tell. And so we're going to support them with purchasing their music. And if you're in the Mississippi area, please, if you hear about any of their events, go out and support these ladies. If you are a traveler like I am, go out and support them. Follow them on Facebook, if they have Twitter as well. And just be sure to follow the gospel artists and show them your support, because they're singing for God. They're letting their light shine. And we as the world need to absorb the light that they're allowing to shine, so that all of us can be blessed by the glory of God. All right? So I have a few announcements to make, because God is good. He's doing some great things. He's bringing great individuals on the AfridaLoveShow.com. We're talking about actors that you see on TV, actress that you see on TV. We're talking about phenomenal gospel artists like the Beard Sisters, Eddie Ruth Bradford, all of these gospel artists that God is bringing on this ministry. So be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, or you can go to the AfridaLoveShow.com. That's AfridaLoveShow.com, and you can click on Love Radio, and whoop, you will be right in the studio with me. Amen. Or you can listen to any of the archived tapings of this particular ministry. All right, so be sure to do that. Tell your family and friends. I would love, love, love to see you here. In addition to that, make sure gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, authors, journalists, anyone in the media spotlight, any regular person, community leader, please, 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 Facebook Afrida Love at AlfredaLove, or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love, because we're bringing the fire. Amen. We have ministries going on. We have gospel artists going on. We have actors and actresses who are coming on the platform. We have magazines that's going on. We have writers that's going on. So please, please, please connect with us. We would like to network you with other people. We would like to promote you. So please be sure to come on the ministry. You have to email me. Amen. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And be sure to call out everything that they need, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And when we put it in the atmosphere, God is able to do so many great things. And people know what you need once you put it into the atmosphere. And then you can have a multitude of people praying. And then do not forget to pray for those that you know and those whom you do not know, because you have to understand that when we pray, there is much power. And some people are too weak to pray. They don't know God, and some people know God, and they've just been through the storms of life, and they need someone to intercede for them, and you could be that person. In addition to that, do not neglect yourself. You must pray for yourself as well, because we get tired as well. And because we get tired, sometimes we lose that strength. But we always have to pray, God says, in season and out of season. Amen. Grab your calendars. I'm only talking about tomorrow. I'm not even going to go into next week. All right, so we have many things going on tomorrow at the Tabernacle in Waco, Texas. We have many speakers who will be speaking. I believe registration starts at 8 o'clock. All right. Next, let's go to Houston, Texas. You know that Sister Kim Burrell is having an event called The King and I. Amen. And she's giving the young people a discount, $20. All right. So be sure if you're in the Houston area or if you're thinking about going to Houston, please be sure to get your ticket and attend that event. Support Pastor Kim Burrell. All right, be sure to do that. In addition to that, let's go back to Waco. All right, so we have that. Then we have the St. Paul Lutheran Church. The event kicks off at 10 o'clock. If you're in the Belmead area, if you're close to Belmead, if you're off I-35 going to Dallas, stop by the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Belmead, Texas, because they're having a huge community event. It's really tailored around the kids. So if you want to take your kids somewhere, then please be sure to do that. You can take them at the church. It's free. F-R-E-E is free. Now, some people are on spring break. So if you have some kids coming from spring break, that is a great place to go and enjoy some face painting, some free popcorn, and all that good stuff. You know what kids like. So be sure to do that. In addition to that, I will have a meeting tomorrow. And so I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to coordinate all this. Leave one meeting and go to the next meeting. But anyway, that's what's happening on tomorrow. So we have the Waco events, we have the Houston events, and we have the Belmead event. So be sure to select one, go there, support, and everything will be fine. Then we will go to the other 2 weeks later on, maybe Sunday, God's will. Okay? Now then, be sure to go to these different websites. Let your friends know about these websites, theafrida.hubpages.com. Okay? This is a website in which I write many different things, from television and TV shows to celebrities to blues to politics, fashion models, Miss Clinton or Mr. Trump. And so we deal with a lot of political things, educational things, but we're never going to get into the argumentative part of politics. It's just not going to happen on the ministry. We're going to talk about the facts and leave it there and let people vote how they want to, let the chip fall where it may. But I want you to understand, I want you to pray for both of these candidates because they're going to need prayer. All right? Pray for their safety, pray for their families, pray for their campaigns. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. At the end of the day, the question is, who is going to be in the best interest of our nation? At the end of the day, that's the question that we have to ask. Who is going to take care of the United States of America? And whatever your answer is, that's who you need to vote for. All right? And then you need to ask yourself, who is going to take care of my children, our children, when they're at school? Who's going to do that? All right? So you have to be very mindful. Those are the two precious things. Then you have to say, who's going to take care of me when I get older? What type of programs and plans are going to be set in place for when I get 50, when I get 60, when I get 70, or I'm already 50, I'm already 60, I'm already 70? What type of plans are in place for these particular age groups? What type of plans are in place for college, for my student who's going off to college? Who's going to support that? What programs are available? You have to put aside whatever you are right now, and you really have to think about who's going to take or who's going to be responsible for getting our nation to where we need to be. Who's going to be the vehicle to help us drive health care? Who's going to be the vehicle to help us with health care reform, education, and senior programs for when we get older? Who's going to do that? So whoever your answer is, then that's who you vote for. All right? Okay. Now, let's go to theafridalofshow.com. You're going to hear some music. Yes, you are. And I'm going to add some more gospel artists. Okay. Here's the homepage. You see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's also in Mississippi as well. She's into film and gospel, so be sure to connect with her. Be sure to look at her website. And be sure to look at her music and listen to her music. She has some powerful music. If you go to her website, you will see the various songs. Matter of fact, let's do that. We haven't did that in a while. Let's go here. You see the homepage, of course. All right. And you see all of her music if you go to the music page. All right. And it's only 99 cents, guys. So be sure to support these artists. This is a great deal, 99 cents for these nice gospel-filled, anointed songs, all right? So that's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Be sure to click on it. She's also interested in film as well, all right? Okay, Now then, let's move right along. We're going to move on to Sister Minister LaShawn McLemore. LaShawn McLemore, she's also interested in ministry and gospel music. She even have her music here as you click on the page. Amen. And here is an about page. That's her bio. And she has some contact information as well. Amen. Amen. So that's Minister LaShawn McLemore. All right. Let's move right along. On the right side, you see a newsletter. And this particular newsletter tells you about all the events that are coming up. We have completed this newsletter as far as the dates. We have completed those dates, and so you will see a new newsletter pretty soon. Remember that you can check out the StellarGospelMusic.com website. I have that up, and also the iFreeToLoveShow.com. That's the websites that you go to find that information, to contact me and things of that nature. Of course, as I said before, on Saturday, one of the events in Bellmead, Texas, is the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 1301 Hogan Lane, Bellmead. That's their community event. It starts at 10. If you get there at 9, you'll probably be helping set up things, all right? TV shows to watch, The Man's World, that's Tuesdays, Mary Mary, that's Thursdays, The Joe Carmichael Show, that's on Sundays, as well as Saint and Sinners is on Sundays as well. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. TV, media, you can email me about new shows, interviews, and events. I would love to add different individuals to these websites. Speaking opportunities, I will be speaking at different churches, symposiums, educational conferences, and much more. Please be sure to connect with me if you need a great speaker, because love is always the answer. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Connect with me directly for a special, special, special rate. Amen. Number three on the billboard is a virtue, of course. Number three on the billboard. And so we want to congratulate them as well, and we're working on a project entitled The Marcy Gerald Story, Preventing Youth Suicide. We want to prevent youth suicide. Then upcoming events, we're working on these this story. Then, of course, the radio station, if you click on the Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. I have placed you right in the center of the studio when you click on Love Radio. It's like, whoop, there you are. You are right there. So with this, all you want to do, we're live right now, and yes, we're on air. You want to go all the way down to the bottom, okay? You want to go all the way down to the bottom, and you will see some numbers. And within these numbers, you can go to the website. Excuse me, you can go to the program. For instance, if you click number two, you will see more radio programs, such as interviews, such as God is the Source, praying on our needs and wants, top 10 countdown, the plan of travail for Christ, praying with love and power, needs and wants, meet Miss Katrina Walker, praying with love, requesting your needs and wants, there's no failure in God. How many of you know there's no failure in God? We have many different programs that I want you to become acclimated with. We have God Has What You Need and Want. Remembering Dr. Martin Luther King, with radio host They Are Free to Love, Meet Gospel Sensation, Katrina Reese, Meet Psalmist Angela Bennett. And we have many different individuals. There are so many individuals who have been on the show, and we are very excited when they come on this particular ministry. So please be sure to connect with them. Okay? All right. Location, you know that we're international radio station. If you want to contact me, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to send a comment or a review, place your name, email, subject, and message. Gospel artists in the industry, these are different gospel artists who are in the industry, so make sure that we support them, different gospel artists, and we're going to add way more. So we're going to have to get an increase, Lord. Amen. Amen. If you check out these two websites, again, this is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and Minister LaShawn McLemore. If you click on radio station, you will be right at the radio. Love's Comedy and Entertainment, that is the fan page. If you go to LinkedIn, that is our business page right here. That's our business page. And then, of course, we have the Spiritual Guide. Then we have the Love Live Jesus Ministry, articles, loves, media, and event coverage. meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. This is a bio with picture, and this is also, if you stay on this page long enough, you will hear the music. All right, so radio host Love, right here. These are different things that I speak on, different topics that I speak on, such as leadership, religion, health, school, and things of that nature. And this is my bio as well. Getting ready for a conference on April the 2nd in San Antonio, Texas. Love's Author Corner. These are different books, and these are just some of the books. If you want to submit your book, which someone did yesterday, please do so. You can submit via the website using your contact information, or you can email me at emonyya_love@yahoo.com. Health and human performance. Keep moving. Make sure that you are very cognizant on what you put in your body and what you drink. Entertainment and television. These are some of the entertainers. Please be sure to continue to uplift and encourage and support our entertainers of all genres. We want to continue to pray for Sweetie Pies with the loss of her grandson. We want to continue to pray for her as well and her family. R&B. These are some of the R&B artists. Then, of course, Minister LaShawn McLemore. This is her bio as well as her song, I Am Healed. Then, of course, community engagement, and we're going to add more pictures. As I continue to say, we're going to add more pictures. All right. Now let's go to the StellarGospelMusic.com. This is our new radio station that's been in effect for about a month. As you can see, you will see many different pictures. You will see yours truly. Here's some new music for March and April. Here are some gospel artists here. Sister Tina Campbell and Brother Teddy Campbell, they're the gospel artist highlight of the week. Then we have Mr. Anthony Brown. He's the gospel artist highlight of the week. Then, of course, we have the AfritaLoveShow.com shows for February. I'm going to keep up the Elizabeth Gerald story, My Daughter's Last Words, because we're working on a script for that. Then coming soon is the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. And many people have been asking, can they submit stories? The answer is yes, and I will select the stories that we will submit. I would really like a lot of bios from artists, gospel artists, for this particular book. This is is centered around gospel and TV shows that are centered around spiritual things. Now, I'm going to come out with another magazine that deals with different movies and entertainment, but this is spiritual and spiritual shows. All right, TV shows, Bounce TV presents It's a Man's World on Tuesday, Mary Mary on Thursdays, The Carmichael Show on Sundays, Saints and Sinners on Sundays. For some of the events, Dr. Alfreda Love will be speaking in San Antonio, Texas, April 2nd. David Mann and others will be live in Waco, Texas, April 9th, and the Big Gigantic Concert in Dallas, Texas. As I told you before, you're going to have to coordinate how you're going to make both of them. You may have to leave the Dallas event a little bit early to make it to the Waco event. And, of course, they're going to have openers and things of that nature, so you should be fine. All right. Please contact us for events, media interviews, speaking, or promoting at emonyya_love@yahoo.com. AfritaLoveShow.com television, this is where I put many clips and scripts. You can Facebook me at Alfreda Love. You can Facebook me at Alfreda Imanya Love. You can Instagram me at Alfreda Love. And there is a LinkedIn at Alfreda Love. You can advertise your church here. This is the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, with the Dr. Kerry Berkeley pastor. I've been a member of this church for 37 years and counting. And so if you're in the Baylor area, if you're close by Baylor, if you're in South Waco, if you're coming from Dallas and you're hitting the highway trying to make it to Belle Meade, or if you're trying to make it to, if you're coming from Austin and you're trying to go to Dallas, then stop by the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church on that Sunday when you're going back and at 10:45. Be sure to stop by there and check out the church and things of that nature. Once again, this is Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, where Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. All right. What else about us? You know, this is an international radio station. Here are some of the interview samples, and I need to change these out as well so that you can hear all of the samples. Contact us. That's my email information. Then the services, of course, we're going to add that because we speak. We have tutoring. We have many different things. Church events around the world. Of course, there is Central Texas Comedy Event with Mr. David Mann. You know him as Mr. Leroy Brown. Amen. Then we have the gigantic gospel concert. And if you read this little excerpt that I remember attending the McDonald's Gospel Fest in Dallas, Texas, and I remember seeing Mr. David Mann on stage, and his comedy is hilarious. It is so funny. And so be sure, if you're in the Waco area, close to it, Baylor students, TSTC students, McLennan County students, be sure to go if you want a great laugh. I know that you're into test mode. I know that you're in the school mode. But if you need a great laugh, be sure to come to Waco, Texas, at the Convention Center on Washington Street to see Mr. David Mann. You're going to be in for a treat, and you will be excited that you decided to come to such an event. Amen? Amen. Okay? In addition to that, what else do I need to tell you? I need to tell you that God is good, and I will be back on tomorrow, God's will, later on, with the top 10 countdown. I want you to also go back to the AfridaLoveShow.com because I want to let you know about the spiritual guide on the go. So if you click on spiritual guide to go on the AfridaLoveShow.com, we still have 12 in stock. The price is $7.56. They were $1, and then they started going. This is an excellent read, an excellent book, and it's to increase the awareness of how God expects us to walk in His Word and identify the principles involved in our faith walk. It's just like when you exercise. You don't just exercise to move your legs. You exercise to help your heart and other extremities. Well, God says in our faith walk, when we walk, we're walking to walk by faith and not by sight. We're walking for the increase into see our territory. We're walking towards God. We're walking towards His goodness and grace. And so this is a very quick read. It's a great read. So even if you're walking, exercising, you can read that book in a snap and be finished. All right? It's like 100 pages. So be sure to pick up your copy of A Spiritual Guide to Go by Dr. Alfred Love. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Remember to support the Beard Sisters. They're out of Mississippi. Remember to connect with them on Facebook. Listen to the ministry again. Listen to the ministry again so that you can retrieve their information. All right? Be sure to listen to it again. And be sure to connect with them as much as possible. Connect with them, and not only them, but other gospel artists as well. All right? We're going to have some exciting individuals come on the ministry. I'm so excited that I can't tell it all. Amen. And we want to continue to pray for those who say, pray for me. We want to pray for their bereaved families. We want to pray for our youth, and we want to pray for our nation as a whole, that we will become better people and that we will become whole for Christ. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to check out the StellarGospelMusic.com website as well. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Connect with me on Facebook as well. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfred Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.